we had a rough patch in the first half hour, because when we got through the tunnel into New Jersey and realized that one of the people, well, there were five or six buses, and that one of the people on our bus was actually a stowaway, someone who just, I can't remember, I think they were homeless, and they just climbed on the bus, and had, we'd been talking to the person, we just thought it was a new campaign staffer. So we had to pull over, and the police had to come and take this person away, and delayed the bus tour for a little bit, and our first thought was, this is going to be a very long trip.
The bus trip became a phenomenon, and I called the office, and I talked to George and I guess Eli, and I said, we got to film this, and it was the best footage I ever. And so I met the bus with my team and crew in Kentucky, I think, and went on with them through Illinois. I mean, we got to one place in southern Illinois. And there, it was at night, because we were late, because we were always late, because it was the Bill Clinton campaign. We were probably an hour and a half late. And there were 10,000 people in a town that probably didn't have more than 3,000 people. I mean, it was like on this square. And we were filming. Remember, we had a cherry picker just because I wanted to get the whole sense of the crowd. And all through the heartland, you had all these people sitting out at their roadside in their folding chairs, holding up signs for Clinton. Gore, it was phenomenal. So it was really a turning point emotionally.
I don't think I really thought it was possible until he got on the bus with Gore, and they began those bus trips. Mm-hmm. And he began to see the public's reaction. And when that happens, you know there's something magic in the air that's beginning to take place.